With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 5 DFS Lineup Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and start winning today. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app. Yes, you're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. You can grab that thing for free in the App Store, Google Play Store today. So do that and let it ride.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn-of-the-century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive, it did.
USFL Gambling Podcast Week 5 DFS Show. And boy, I mean, I'm winning you money, but if you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, my name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Whoa. Switching it up on you. I almost played some Wu-Tang there.
Little cash rules.
Yeah, we can do that too. And that is because I am winning you money. If you follow our DFS plays, Nick, I mean, how many times I feel like, I'm sitting over here like I'm what's his name? Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man. You know what I mean?
You know, I like to think of myself as the better DFS guy when it comes to college football, college basketball, baseball, but you have been crushing it with USFL. I don't like to give credit to others, especially my little brother, but credit where credit is due.
I think it was only week two that I had a bad performance on the DFS slate. Every other week I've been giving you winners. Win a chicken dinner. I am joined by the DFS God himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
Now, I did best you in the showdown last Friday night, that Philly Michigan game, though, right?
By a hair. By a hair.
That's all the same, my man. Winner is a winner.
There's about a minute left in that game, and Reggie Corbin breaks like a 20 yard run or 30 yard run. And even though I had Corbin, I didn't have him in
the
captain spot. So you. Less than a fucking point. You pulled that one out.
Look, I think tide turning, I remember I was raised in the desert, but tides kind of turn. It's easy to see a tide turn. Did I say those words?
I was about to say, you know, that's part of the fun of playing DFS, especially like, you know, the small dollar amount that we all play together is more just for bragging rights. And then, you know, if you want to, you know, play in some higher stakes, try to, you know, hit big, try to win a G like Pick Dundee did a couple weeks ago.
Let's get after it. Then you follow old Dundee into the spotlight because, you know, this Pick Dundee guy.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. I'm healthy and I'm telling you, your boy Pick Dundee is doing the damn thing. So NC Nick, here we are, brand new week. I know it was a wacky, wild week last week. Your boy Jeff Fisher stole headlines. Your boy Slaughter Sundays came true again. Slaughter, that dude's a fucking beast. Despite having a ton of turnovers, he lit it up. I mean, just
he's fun.
Yeah,
he's fun.
He is a fun play. Well, any takeaways before we? I mean, obviously, we know Josh loves a Michigan Panther now, and you know the Pittsburgh Maulers cut him, and then they go with Vlad Lee, a JMU grad at quarterback. So I know Patty C's happy, but Kyle LaLetta, I guess, won the job, I'm assuming. I don't know.
It's going to be interesting to see if Lee gets any playing time this week. I mean, obviously there's a learning curve. Tuesday? He just got signed. He's got to get his ass to Birmingham, learn the playbook. Chances are he doesn't have a huge role this week. I mean, if he comes in, maybe a couple read options or something, you know, but, it'll be interesting to watch that team. And look, they're 0-4. They got to shake some stuff up, maybe switch up the offense a little bit, bring in the running quarterback. Who knows what it's going to look like, you know, in week six and so on. I mean, it'll be interesting. But hey, look, we're getting really good football. It's springtime. We're allowed to play DFS, Major League Football DFS. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Life is good. So let's look at, you know, at week five, because, you know, we're almost at the midway point of the season. After Sunday, when Sunday is concluded, we'll be halfway done with the USFL regular season. So the one thing we like to do is give out the over-unders each week that might, you know, steer you in a direction, maybe, you know, roster more players in a certain game. This week, there's not too much to talk about. Every game is between 33.5 and 37. So on the low end of the spectrum, you got Pittsburgh, Houston at 33.5. You got Michigan, Tampa Bay at 34. On the not high end, but a higher end, you have Birmingham, Philly at 36.5, New Orleans, New Jersey at 37. You got anything else to say before we dive in?
Well, that you should probably, I don't know how many people are tailing my picks, but I'm a fucking cash machine over here. Give me the Dundee music. You need to follow your boy Pick Dundee. And the USFL is here to stay. You see those up 12% from the week before in a week where all those sporting events happened? What was it? Kentucky Derby, UFC, boxing, MLS, NBA, NHL, MLB, Formula One, and they still killed it, up 12%. And follow your boy Pick Dundee because the USFL is here to stay. Subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. Go listen to our interview, by the way, on the USFL Gambling Podcast. We had Shark Dog on. Scooby Wright get on the
show. Exclusive.
Yes, very exclusive. You know, Shark Dog don't mess around. It's a shame we can't roster Shark Dog because that guy's a fucking animal. All right. So
you can always roster the Birmingham defense, right?
That's true. He does, and he's been known to force some fumbles and get some quarterback sacks. But at the same time, I would like to personally play Shark Dog. I wonder if I can write DraftKings saying, "Just give me Shark Dog. Just give me fucking Shark Dog."
IDP it up.
Yeah. But I'm ready to go, man. I'm about to kick the tar out of you. So
right, hey, jump right in, man. Quarterbacks, who you got?
I'm gonna zig a little bit here. I'm going with the lumberjack from Northern Arizona, Case Cookus.
Look,
I know I'm going up against Shark Dog here, but the reality is Birmingham's, they've given up points. They've been stout when they've needed to be, but they give up some points. Case Cookus in that offense, you know, I didn't think they missed a beat. Really, I thought they looked pretty darn good. I thought they took a little more shots down the field than even with Brian Scott. So give me at $8,000, give me Case Cookus.
Yeah, I was going to open things off saying that there's really only a handful of plays at quarterback. You're either looking at Slaughter, you're either looking at Jamar Smith, or maybe your wild card DeAndre Johnson, even though he splits time with Luis Perez. But I mean, Cookus isn't a bad play because let's face it, in relief of Brian Scott a couple weeks ago, he looked pretty good. And with the gig on his own last week, he looked decent also. What did he throw for a $190 and a couple touchdowns?
Yeah, buddy.
But I mean, we have money to spend here. So why not go with Mr. Reliable, even if he had COVID last week, Jamar Smith? I mean, the dude just puts up about 20 fantasy points a game, averaging 19.1 through the first three. And by the way, the Philly defense just gave up 25 points to the Michigan Panthers.
Alex Mago was the preseason starter. He won the game last week for them. Is there any chance that your boy Jamar Smith?
He won the game in a 16-10 awful showing of both teams. I mean, come on. Jamar Smith is their guy.
Sometimes may be good, sometimes may be shit.
He was with Skip Holtz in college. This guy is by definitely the QB one. Nothing to worry about there. I went Jamar Smith for 9.7K.
I like it, but look, we're going up against each other. I like it. Cookus, man. I'm telling you. Watch out for the upset with the all stars. Right. Shout out to Blob, the best mascot in sports.
Sean Green, Sean stacking the money green would say otherwise.
Dude, that's my favorite. I've actually see, this is what I mean. It's like you got to have one that bad that it, because it becomes that good. Mm-hmm. It's I don't even know the other ones. Blob is by far the greatest thing the USFL has going besides Shark Dog. At running back, well, I'm going with the USFL player of the week because I don't know. I mean, I get it. I guess they stepped it up a little bit, Pepper Johnson's defense, but Reggie Corbin he's doing some big things with the Panthers. You know, they can't pass the ball. So I'm on Reggie Corbin at 5,500 USFL offensive player of the week. NC Nick,
look, DraftKings has been slow to update USFL dollar amounts or salaries, you know, all season. So Corbin, I mean, you have to roster him at 5,500. Last week it was 13 for 154 and a touchdown. The week before it was 20 for 133 and a touchdown. He's only 5.5K. The Bandit defense is average. They're not great. Yes, I rostered him as well, 5,500. You have to.
Yes, you have to. So okay, well, we both have him. So that's here. That means you roster Reggie Corbin, folks. Even if you don't want to tail my picks all the way, listen to both of us because we're ATMs. We're a fucking cash machine over here.
I didn't come here to study.
Studying sucks.
So just tail our picks.
And honestly, I mean, with USFL DFS, you really don't have to worry about money. So it's really, how do you differentiate yourself from others every week? That's the key. Cause once again, I mean, usually you're going to, you know, sit on like $2,000 or $3,000 or something. So, Corbin's going to be a very popular play at 5.5K.
I'm sitting on 4,200.
Well, Corbin's going to be a chalk play.
Yeah.
But how do you not take him? That's what I want to know.
I agree. I think you got to roster him. I only did two running backs this time for the first time, by the way.
Week two, I did three. You know what? And I spent everything but $100.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Wow. Okay.
Anyway, who's your RB2?
My RB2 is, I'm going back to the well. He treated me bad last week. But look, I don't know that the Maulers have. I mean, you saw what Reggie Corbin just did against the Maulers. I'm taking Mark Thompson on a revenge tour, all the way to Kirby Wilson's front door. 7,100 Mark Thompson, Houston Gamblers.
Once again, I'm with you, man.
Damn.
There you go. Hit it.
Mark Thompson. He let us down last week, though.
Dude, the New Orleans rush defense is legit. Last week he had 14 carries for 10 yards. Disregard that. Look at the week before, 24 for 147, or before that, 16 for 92, or just watch the games. Mark Thompson is a hell of a running back. Him and Corbin might be the two best in the whole USFL. So I will gladly roster Mark Thompson again. I do like the big bounce back spot here.
So you have a third running back. I don't. Give me your third running back.
That's Jordan Ellis of the New Orleans Breakers. The dude gets, he's had 83 carries in four games. Give me another running back in the USFL that gets that many touches. I dare you.
Fair point.
And I like the fact that last week he also got involved in the passing game a little bit, catching four balls for 17 yards, but seven targets. You tell me I got a guy that's going to get about 20 carries, going to approach, you know, the century mark at with rushing yards, and also going to get seven targets in the passing game. Give me Jordan Ellis all day for 8K.
I do like it. I do think you should consider it, but I got three wideouts that I think are going to light it on fire. My top priced wideout is Vic Bolden Jr. Look, Jamar Smith was out, but this guy still did a pretty good job. I mean, he did have a big drop that would have been would have helped, but he's a chalk play. Do you have him on your team, Encino?
I do.
So,
dude,
we have the same roster. We have the same fucking roster, but still,
the man has double digit targets in three straight games.
Yeah, you gotta roster him.
And if you watch him, he's electric. Also great returner too. One of these weeks, he's gonna break a return.
There you go. All right. Well, look, before we get to the rest of my roster, I gotta get us paid. I want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by WinBet. Yes. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is it's free in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride. I also want to say bless you to NC Nick. But also I want to say the college, not the College Football Experience, but you should subscribe to that. The USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. All right. Look, fellas, have you started your spring cleaning yet? Because you need to. The carpets need cleaning, the drapes need dusting, and your lawn needs mowing. Spring has sprung and the global leaders in below the belt grooming have the best tools for cleaning old aisle five, AKA in your pants. time to clear out that winter bush of yours and join the other 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code SGP. You got to do that. I mean, 20% off. Come on. I mean, look, free shipping too. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life, people. Promo code SGP Manscaped, 20% off. You got to do it. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. You're probably saying, Colby, what the hell are you talking about with this thing? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, and your aging. All those things. I mean, what are you doing, people? It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's much cheaper than your cold brew habit. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. With added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why we here at SGPN use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private emails, your private, you know, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP to claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. IP Vanish. All right. And we're back, NC Nick. Gesundheit, buddy. What do they say?
Pollen, dude.
Yeah, that stuff's real, right?
Especially in the Southeast.
Look, unfortunately you can't put pollen in your lineup cause it would kick ass. I think it's on me then. Cause you said you had Vic Bolden. My second high price receiver is a guy that is a dual threat. He's kind of the Eric Metcalf. Shout out to our friend Eric Metcalf. I'm going with Kevontae Turpin, 7,100. He gets the ball on the ground. He gets the ball in the air. He even takes kick returns. Now, look, you're never going to get the yardage for the kick returns, but if he does break one, you will cash in on similar that touchdown. To yes. So 7,100, Kevontae Turpin, do you have him on your roster?
I don't. He was the one person I wanted to fit in here. And if we have the same last guy, we know what our side bet's going to be because that's why I couldn't fit him in. So a good play. Turpin is a game changer. He's electric with the ball in his hands, whether it's catching passes or, you know, they're going to give him end arounds like you saw he ran for a touchdown last week. So well, I don't have him, but I like the play. I wanted to fit him in. I couldn't.
Well, my logic was this. I wanted to play Trey Williams to have a bounce back spot, but Mark Thompson also a bounce back spot. And I thought, well, the Breakers run defense is too good.
Exactly.
I think the Generals have too many rushing options. I don't believe that Breaker run defense will be able to hold the dam through all of them. But the fact Turpin can catch the ball and the fact they get him on these jet sweeps, I just feel like the guy's dynamic and he actually could be to me the difference in this game. I think both teams are
for sure
pretty damn good. So
for sure
at 7,100, I'm going to take Kevontae Turpin from TCU. So I only have one player left. You have one player left?
That's just one.
Well, in our defense.
Yeah, right. For me, it's Jonathan Adams.
You know what? I actually zigged. I zigged off him. He treated me great last week. I went with Trey Walker. Look, you get 17 targets. Kyle Laletta, trust him. That's what that told me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ride that. The fact he's going to get double digit targets again. I also think Houston's strength is their run defense, not their pass defense. So I think at 4,000, Trey Walker makes sense. Now, Jonathan Adams, I think, is the best wide receiver in the league, probably.
Well, there's our side bet. So, but he's kind of hit or miss. I mean, if you look at it, week one, 1 for 10, week two, 5 for 92, week three, 1 for 10, week four, 6 for 101. But I think New Orleans is slowly, I mean, cause New Orleans has, you know, 3 or 4 decent receivers. I think they're slowly coming around to the point where they have to get this guy.
Just throw the ball to him. Exactly. Like that deep pass play that won them the game. I'm actually surprised earlier in the game, there was in spots where I'm just like, his wingspan is better than anyone's in the league. He can leap, you know, like it just throws. Like if there's ever, and a lot of times I don't always believe in throwing the fade, but when you have someone like him or Randy Moss or something, it's like, no, you have a legit gigantic advantage. I don't know that, I mean, I chose to ride with Walker.
Well, here's what you have going in your favor. I mean, you know, New Orleans also has Poindexter and Dixon. Like I said, they got at least 3 pretty good receivers. And then Tywan Taylor gets in there a little bit too. I mean, shit, he caught 4 for 112 last week.
And the reason, if you listen to our picks episode, the reason why I didn't do that is because I believe Mike Riley is going to have success running the ball. I do believe that, right? And by doing that, I think he is smart enough to realize he's got to keep the ball out of Slaughter's hands. I think it's going to be a slow, grinded out game. And I think the opportunities for the Breakers to get the ball aren't going to be as much as they're used to.
They're not going to throw for 400 again, but they have just such a much better passing attack than Pittsburgh. So I'll gladly take Adams even if he's a second target, or I guess you could potentially say third target, it kind of depends on the game. But that passing attack is just so much more lethal than Pittsburgh's, especially, I mean, can you really be that safe in their passing game with Lauletta when they just signed another quarterback?
Yeah, that's a good point. But I'm just saying that but the other guy doesn't throw.
All I know is I rostered two New Orleans Breakers offensive players because they have a good offense. I did not roster any Pittsburgh offensive players because they probably have the worst offense in the league.
Well, I won money last week probably because of Trey Walker. I think that was the difference.
He was in a showdown lineup of mine that cashed as well.
If you get 17 targets in a game, I don't think I've ever heard that before. Like, I don't know what he did to Kyle Lauletta. Did he? Was there a bar fight and he stepped up for him or something? But he
slipped him a 20. Said, yeah, hey man, every time look my way,
dude. I mean, 17. I feel like that's a must play. 17 targets.
Fair enough. I mean, fair enough. Yeah. So it's funny that you mentioned him because the two other guys that were on my radar that I kind of wanted to fit into my lineup. Say there was like two other spots would have been the two receivers that you had that I don't have.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else that you wanted to squeeze in but couldn't?
That would be Jonathan Adams. I mean, honestly, Jonathan Adams and Trey Williams were the only other two players that I was considering because I think Trey Williams could have. I'll give you Jordan Ellis also. I think those are the three players I was considering. I wasn't considering CJ Marable. I wasn't considering I thought about potentially what's the Philadelphia back treated me good last week. Paul Terry. I thought potentially about him because I don't know. Birmingham gives up points, so someone's going to have to score for Philly. But at the end of the day, I just thought that was my best play was to do this. I am going to turn in multiple lineups of different variations. So look for me to play some of those other players.
Position. Were you just sold on Cookus from the get go, or were you considering?
I was because that guy put up like 20 something points last week, right? I feel like it was like 20 points because he also ran for like 30 yards.
He put up 18. I mean, 18? You know, solid, especially for your first start. He ran for 35 yards, threw for a buck 90 and two touchdowns, also threw a pick.
To me, the Panthers have the best defense in the league and the Stallions do not have the best, like they give up points. So I thought, oh, let me take Kukas. That was my logic there. But what about our defense? We haven't named our defense.
Yeah, hold on. One more thing with quarterback before there. How is Jordan Tamu still the most expensive quarterback?
I don't know, man. It's like they're punting on this, but I'll reap the benefits over here. To quote John Lovitz in wedding singer.
Dude, Tammy's only averaging 12.7 fantasy points per game through four. I mean, look at the other guys. Sloter's averaging 18. Jamar Smith's averaging 19. How is he still the most expensive guy? I don't know. Who's going to roster Tammy?
Yeah. Well, how about this, man? I've won money 3 out of the 4 weeks. The 1 week I didn't win money, I didn't roster DeAndre Johnson.
So is that gonna bite you?
Is that gonna bite me? And I'm surprised that you still continue to not. You've never, I think, had DeAndre Johnson, have you?
No, I haven't because they still split time.
But he got majority of the time. I feel like.
Luis Perez still attempted more passes than he did last week.
True, but I just feel like they're guaranteed to run him a certain amount, and he's fucking dynamic. Like, how many players like jump off screen to you? Like, to me in this league, there's probably about like 10 players off screen to me.
But also, this week is not the week to play him because they are playing New Orleans.
But if they overemphasize on the run, that's the most interesting game all week because I really. Seeing what they did to Mark Williams, but I think there's too many weapons for New Jersey. So I think I can't wait to watch that game because I think it's going to be very interesting to see what they do. I just think there's too many weapons. Someone on New Jersey is going to put up points. Like whether it's Turpin, whether it's Williams, what's that?
Right. Well, so it seems like we're all talking about the same, like 10 players when you can only fit six in a lineup. So far there's not been a whole lot of differences. I wonder what you're doing on defense.
Well, that's the thing is, and those 10 players, if you want to follow my lead to get points, turn in a couple different lineups. I think there's money to be made here. On defense, I went with the Houston Gamblers. I went chalk this time.
Same here. You got to, dude. They average the most points out of any defense at 12.3, and they play the worst offense. I mean, once again,
and their run defense is elite, and that's kind of what Pittsburgh wants to do.
Right, right. So I wonder if our lineups are a bit chalky, or if, I don't know, maybe USFL people or the people playing aren't that savvy yet or something. I don't know. I feel like if me and you are talking about the same group of players, we're picking the same defense, is everybody talking about these same guys too?
That's true. I mean, let's make a case for, I mean, Stevie Scott a couple weeks ago, I was like, sure, oh, he's a value player. I still think we mentioned Paul Terry,
CJ Marable.
Yeah. It just has never been great for me. Brooks James, Brooks James, solid, I rostered though on one of my rosters last week, and he did pretty good. What's his name from Oregon? Brooks James. I don't know, man. I just think, I think, Madre London, I don't even understand why he doesn't get the ball more. So it's not worth rostering him because he doesn't get enough looks. Who's the guy that we could be missing here or overvaluing, you know, or I don't know, that potentially one of those Philly wideouts.
Yeah. I was looking at those right now. Overton, maybe,
they have many of them though. They're all good, but right, there's too many. They split time. Like,
and that's almost like the Tampa Bay wideouts. You know, yeah, there's like four or five of them. They spread the ball, you know, they spread the ball around. So you can't trust any of them. So yeah, I don't know.
Lance Lenoir, maybe.
Yeah, but still,
I actually think he would be a beast on if he had a quarterback, if they had an offense that could throw, like if you put him on like New Orleans I feel like that guy would be one of the best in the league.
Yeah, but look, I mean, look at his stats. First off, last week he had four targets.
That's what I mean. But you can't take him because how bad that offense is.
Right.
But like, to me, like, could he be explode? Like, it wouldn't surprise me if he scored two touchdowns.
True. I guess. I mean, if Shea Patterson can throw two touchdowns in one game, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see this week shake out. Cause I think, you know, the longer we go into the season, certain players are really standing out, whether or not their price tag on DraftKings reflects it or not. Cause you can still get guys really cheap. Like you can still get Corbin for 5.5K.
That's crazy.
You can still get Adams for 5.5K.
Yeah. They don't even, they bumped him up a little bit.
Adams. Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like we might be a little chalky this week, but hey, sometimes chalk wins too, right?
You're damn right. All right. Well, folks, subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. Go, like I said, we had Scooby Wright, we had Shark Dog on an episode. Go listen to that thing. We also have our preview and picks episode out. Me and NC Nick pick every game and the over under. We've been killing it on the picks. So check us out and subscribe. Go leave a nice 5-star review. If you do, take a screenshot of your review on iTunes and show me that. Find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD, or you can DM me at the USFL Gambling Podcast on Twitter at USFL Gambling. And we'll send you a t-shirt. How about that? That's a deal for you. Shop till you drop, customers. I'm on Twitter at @TheColbyD. As I said, USFL Gambling is on the USFL Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at USFL Gambling. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Patty C's on Twitter at PattyC831. Get that SGPN app. You'll get access to all of our podcasts where I mean, we host the College Football Experience. If you're a college football fan, trust me, you want to listen to that because we cover it all there. We also host the College Basketball Experience. We're also on the Sports Gambling Podcast. We're also on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network and their feed where you just have tons of great podcasts, NASCAR going on. Subscribe to check out the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Check out the NHL Gambling Podcast. Fucking OTB, notorious OTB, for horse racing. We have the Triple Crown going on. NBA gambling, but I go on and on and on. You got it. All right. It's all there. Boxing. We just saw some big fights, UFC. We got you covered for all that stuff. So check us out. And, I think you'll be impressed with the network, with the platform, and check out the Slack channel Sports Gambling Podcast as well. But, yeah. Let's enjoy another weekend of USFL football. This stuff's fantastic. Glad to see those ratings way up. All right, folks, this is the USFL Gambling Podcast, DFS style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Do you come from a land down under?